Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, 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 everyone out there. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Welcome. The summer is about around the corner. The weather is becoming warm, and I know you out there exercising physically for your physical temple, but we've still got to exercise that spiritual temple, those spiritual muscles. So you know Thursday really is called Transformation, Give Up the Struggle Night, where I gather authors to help you, inspire you, motivate you after hearing their stories so you can continue to grow mentally, physically, spiritually. So right after this quick little announcement, we're going to go over to our author, Minister Ellis, and she has a book out called Memoirs of an Overcomer. So I want to know out there, have you overcome anything? Have you had to push through those storms, those hurdles? I want to know. So give us a shout out about it.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, I'm back. Let me tell you about our speaker for tonight. Minister Ellis has been in ministry for 11 years. For many of those years, she has worked with the youth ministry, intercessory prayer, community outreach, and has organized special events. She has dedicated her life to helping others and be a worker in the Lord's church. It is her passion to help women and men overcome brokenness, past hurts, and a state of hopelessness. For over 4 years, Minister Ellis has assisted in the treatment of detox, substance abuse, and mental health patients at a well-known hospital. She is the mother of five, and she does not look like it, and has been married to her husband, Mr. William Ellis, since August of 2012. About her book, Memoirs of an Overcomer, when I saw that and heard that, it's like a thug in my chest, because we have overcome a lot, especially women, where we have put on so many hats, taking care of the people in church, our community, and at home, and boy, it is something. This is an autobiography, tells the story of what one young girl had to do to survive. It reflects how she overcame numerous trials and tribulations to become a fearless woman of God. You would laugh and you would cry. You would be captivated and unable to put it down. But most of all, you would praise God from whom all blessings flow and appreciate the author for stepping out on faith to help others who are or who have been in her situation. Many times we don't know the words in which to pray in times we need the God the most, and that is true. For your edification, the authors included overcomer tools. Ooh, I like that. Overcomer tools and prayers to combat life situations. Let's go on and talk to Minister Ellis. Are you there, Minister Ellis? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. I like how you put this. Overcomer tools and prayers to combat life issues. Ooh, wow. That is tough.
Yes.
So first tell me a little bit more about yourself. Tell my listeners.
Well, as you said, I'm a mother of five and a wife, and I've been in ministry for over 11 years now, and it's just my passion to help people who are broken and just feel like they can't overcome their past, and I just strive to dedicate my life to helping others. I'm a counselor at a well-known hospital who we treat mental illnesses and patients who are in detox treatment. So it's always something different. It's always something challenging and new that's going on in my life, and I'm just enjoying the journey.
You said a lot of things right there. Enjoying the journeys, and there's always many trials and situations that we find ourselves in. So let's get to this Memoirs of an Overcomer. What's an overcomer?
Yes, I chose to use the word overcomer because, as I have said in past interviews, I've always been acquainted with the word survivor. And when I was writing my book, I had to actually go back and see what exactly does it mean to survive. And although that's a good meaning, it's being the one that makes it when others have died and failed, an overcomer is someone who lived to tell the story, but they also conquered what they went through. So that situation can no longer overtake them because they've conquered it. So I wanted my book to speak to that, not just surviving through a situation, but actually overthrowing that situation and being able to help someone else overcome the same thing.
You starting off preaching already, because when you said surviving, I had a friend that told me something about surviving. I told you, know, I just don't want to survive. I want to do
yes.
more than that. And you
That's
know that, and I like that overcomer, overconquering, overthrowing, overhurling, over. I mean, you just overwhelmed us with these words right here. So yeah, you definitely an overcomer. Okay, what happened, Minister Ellis here? Wow. So what are these trials and tribulations you're talking about that made you overcome, overstep, and overpower everybody?
Yes. Well, the ones that I speak of in my book are ones such as childhood sexual abuse. I had to overcome that. I found that in my adult life that those things that I went through as a child, they were starting to surface as an adult because I never went through and did the work. I just skipped over it. It was like I was going through day-to-day life. And you know how you develop the attitude of I'm okay, because you just keep going forward. And when you're a woman, you're taking care of everybody else. You don't really take the time out to nurture what you're going through. So I speak about the childhood sexual abuse, bad relationships, tragedy, teenage pregnancy, that's just to name a few. So it just, everyone who reads my book, you'll definitely get something from it. You'll definitely feel encouraged. And my hope is that after reading it, you'll not stay stuck in your past and that you'll grow and be blessed by it.
That is really something that you say you want to conquer it, you want to overthrow. When we go through those trials and tribulations, we try to push through, we put our mask, but when we actually try,
yes.
When you said that overcome, I'm thinking overcome, and we're throwing the blanket over us. You know how when you're little kids, you're sleeping in bed, and you cover up the with the covers as get away from the boogie monsters,
yes.
But then we really need to overcome and overthrow and throw that blanket so far away that it does not come back. But you said it did come back in your adult life. So did it dealt with relationships? Did it deal with your job, the community? You know.
Yes. I've seen it in relationships. I've seen it, you know, you don't really think about those things when you're going through different relationships, but you develop a pattern. And when you see things going badly and then you wonder why you're handling certain things in a certain way, I was ministering to someone who had talked about her husband, her not dealing with her childhood sexual abuse, and her husband would touch her in a certain way, and it would feel ugly to her, and it would take her back to a place where she went through her abuse all over again. And those are feelings that you need to conquer, because you don't want to take that into something good that God has blessed you with. So those are the things, some of the things that I had to kill out before I got married so that it wouldn't translate into my marriage. So it's a lot of things that we think that we're over, but until you actually go through certain situations, you realize, wow, I'm really not over that. So it's about doing the work.
Yes, doing the work, definitely, you know, because when anybody goes through that, and we got to look at, let's say somebody went through some kind of abuse for 5 years, they say it's five
mm-hmm.
years plus another 5 years for them to come out of it, And so there's work, because otherwise we wear the mask, we push it under the rug, we put it in the closet until, like you said, somebody touch you or say a certain thing or, you know, something happened, it triggers you and you just explode.
Yes.
So
especially in ministry.
Go ahead.
Especially in ministry, you know, you are taught to just go forward. You're taught to not be depressed, not be sad about a situation. And you're not supposed to be stuck in your past. And you're supposed to be free. And you're supposed to be healed. And you say the words, but you don't actually do what you need to do to be healed of those situations. And like you said, we put on masks and we put a smile on our face and we continue to go forward. But inwardly, that thing is eating us up inside. It's unforgiveness, it's bitterness, it's all the things that you need to conquer in order to live a life of wholeness. So that's what my book really speaks to, overcoming those things so that you can be free and so that you can be whole as well.
When you say stuck in the past, you know, we always have the saying in church, it's almost like Lot's wife. They're trying to help her escape, and she turned around and looked, bam, she froze into a pillar of salt. So in a way, it's the same thing. If we're stuck in that past, we're frozen in that present that we cannot move forward. So we have to overcome, like you said, the anger, the bitterness, the angry, the greed, the everything that's mustering inside of us. If we don't, it would eat us up inside.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, definitely. So you said here, you're stepping out on faith. How can people step out on faith when they've been abused physically, mentally, spiritually? You know, it's just like I'm thinking you should be in a drought, that you should be angry at God. Why aren't you allowed this to happen to me? What about you? Did you have feelings like that?
When I was younger, I did. When I was actually going through those things, as a teenager, I would say, I don't understand. And even as a young adult, actually, I would say I didn't understand why God would allow certain things to happen to me. Why me? What did I do so bad for certain things to take place in my life? But as you grow and as you know God, you know that everything that you go through is going to work for your good. So it no longer became a question of why did this happen to me? It became a question of, like you just said, why would somebody want to go forward? Why would somebody not want to blame God? It becomes life or death. You don't want those things to eat away at you and you not live the way that God fully commanded you to live, and that's living a life of abundance. So you want to get past those things because it is literally life or death. You don't want to live with unforgiveness. God might be trying to take you to another place and you're still stuck in the past wondering why me, when he's trying to use you to help somebody else, and that catapults you to the next place in God. So we just have to be very mindful of, it's not about why did this happen to me. It's not about blaming God. It's about going forward. So I'm praying that people get that message, because I see that so much, people just blaming God for the situation or even blaming themselves, not forgiving themselves for certain things that they did. And it's time to go forward.
Yes, definitely. It's a time to go forward. You know, you can't blame yourself at all. Why is this happening? Feel shameful. It's not, you know, what did I do to deserve this? Stop questioning and then say, okay, yes, God, this has happened to me. So what do you want to do with the things that you gave me? You know, okay. So I guess that comes into your little overcomer tools and prayers to combat this life issue. So can you give us some tools, not to expose all of them, but some tools that people need, my listeners need out there when they're going through that storm of, you know, domestic violence, physical, sexual, you know, mental, even spiritual abuse?
Well, it's always good to stay prayerful And God's word is one of our greatest tools. Sometimes we go through situations that just seem unchangeable, like it's impossible, and sometimes it actually seems like it's just a dead situation. We hold on to faith that God can change it, but everything that we see speaks the opposite of that. But I'm reminded, and I've been reading about Ezekiel when he was in the Valley of the Dry Bones, and God asked him the question, can these bones live? And Ezekiel answers, Lord, you know. So those bones to me represent, those dry bones represent situations in our lives that seem lifeless and unchangeable. But we must have confidence that the Lord knows the outcome of our situation. We will get the victory. And God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to those bones. We must speak to those situations in our lives, and God will bring life to them. He'll give us power through speaking his word, through praying and fasting, and just staying in a place where we can hear God, because he is a master of reviving and restoring us. So we just have to keep in our mind, Lord, you know the end and the beginning of a thing, and it's going to work for your good. Don't try to figure God out. It's just we need to get in a place where we can trust him and know that it's all going to work for his glory.
True, so true. We have to trust and obey and believe that he is by our side, and that what we're going through is not for us, but for us to tell that story to help others. Because if we go down that dark, lonely road of depression and go off and do certain things that are demonic or not right, you know, illegal, then we don't reach the people that we should have reached. And they, too, will travel down that road. And that took me a long time to realize, too, that, you know, there's a reason for your situation. You have to look for the positive in that. So when all this is going through, did you say, okay, there's a positive situation in this? There is?
It took a while. But I did. I did. And I had to realize that you could be holding the answer to somebody's prayer. You could be holding the answer to someone's question, and that could be the thing that actually turned their life all the way around. You never know what effect you're going to have on someone else. By you keeping your testimony to yourself and you just wallowing through the things that you've been through, that's not God's purpose for you. You're being of no effect. And that's not only damaging you, but you could be damaging someone else, because they're looking to your life. They see something in you, and they're looking to your life as an example, and you're staying in a low place. But we must always strive to go higher in God and to use everything that we've been through to help somebody else. We're overcome by hearing each other's testimony, so we should never keep that. It was definitely a process, but I got to the place where I said, I can't stay in a low place. What I'm going through is going to be a blessing to someone else, and I keep that as my motivation even to this day.
Whew, yes, preach, Minister Ellis, preach, because I was thinking of the men with the three talents, you know, the story of the three talents, and how all of them went off and, you know, spent it up or, you know, did a lot of things, but this one servant put it deep in the ground, and then he came back and showed his master, see what I did, and his master really punished him, and you wonder why. It's because he was supposed to produce. It's like when God give you a gift, but you keep it to yourself. You close that fist. You don't open it up and let it reach out and touch other people. And but what amazed me when you said we could be the person that has the answers to somebody's situation, we can hold the keys in our hands, and by keeping it silent, that really put a chill down my spine.
Yes, absolutely. We can't keep those things for ourselves. You just never know how you're going to be a blessing to someone else. And like I said, they're watching your life. People are watching your life. Your life should read what you speak. Even in being in ministry, we just can't say one thing and not live it. You have to be what you say you are. And it's not easy. But God has given us what we need, and he's given us the power to go through things and come out as an overcomer.
My listeners out here, I have Minister Ellis on Memoirs of an Overcomer. Please tune in. And for those who haven't, just, you know, tune by, at least listen to it later, because you're getting some good daily nuggets, something that we need to help us go through our trials and tribulations. It is so very important. This is so good, because a lot of people get into that deep, deep, deep depression. And you wonder, oh, come on, get out of it. Let's move. But some people, I think, like that situation. They like that darkness. They like that misery.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing that keeps them going in
life.
What do you say to a person like that? What do you say?
And I see it every day. I see it every day in the field that I work in. It's just they become comfortable in being depressed. That's all that they know. They never knew life, just living, being happy. They walk around in a state of defeat, and that's not what God has called us to. And, you know, if you never had a relationship with God and all you see is negativity, there's still a responsibility that you have to go forward. I could not imagine just going through life in defeat every day just waking up, being depressed, being sad. And I don't put that down because it's a very real illness, but it comes to a place, we have to get to a place in our life where we say this is not what God has called us to. And he's called us to a life of abundance, like I said earlier. So I say to those people that you can break free. Years ago, I was in a state of depression, and I didn't even realize it because, you know, sometimes you have moments when you're happy, but then you have moments where you're just down and out and you only see negative. And I just say that I know if I can come out of it, they can come out of it too. And all you need to do is look to God, stay in his word, and stay prayerful, and he will bring you out. There is life in the word of God. There is so much life in God's word. And even when you want to be down about something, when you go through those Hebrews, it's the roll call of those who have faith. When you see those people who went through so much and put their trust in God, if you go through Matthew and you see the people who got healing from God, leprosy, the issue of blood, all of these great works and miracles, when you look to those people, you see there is life beyond what you're going through. So my advice to them would be to stay in God's word, to pray, and always see the positive in your situation. Change your perspective in the way that you see things.
You're right. We have to learn to change our perspective, and we do that by reading the word, meditation, and prayer, and also have an accountability partner and somebody like you to help guide and direct people. Because there are sometimes when people, you a counselor, I'm a nutritionist, and I had clients that come to me, and women especially, they don't have a man in their life, so they gave up. They don't do their hair, they're not putting makeup on, they're not this, and you're talking to them and talking to them, so you're so blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And you pray on it, and just finally you just said, you know what, I'm going to let us take this course. So this one person came back, and I know she's a little bit different. A friend of mine made me get out and walk, and I couldn't walk the whole entire block, but I walked, and each day I made an effort. And boy, you can see now she was more livelier, more this.
Yes.
And you know, and people don't realize when you in that deep doodle like I was this morning dealing with Bank of America. But I know I had to pull myself up. She was like, oh, Minister Ellis, I said, they told me to say, you can be on the phone a long time. I said, no, I got to go home and cuss. But I didn't. And then all of a sudden something came through the mail, and sure enough, I had to go back down to the bank. But you know there are times, there are times where you want to wallow, you want to cry. And as I had a friend who called me, okay, that was plan A, it didn't work, let's go to plan B.
That's right.
This sounds like a good book. So what's next on the horizon for you?
Well, I recently started my coaching company. It's called Birthing Your Baby, and it's for first-time authors who really don't know how to get published and where to go to for editing. And I remember when I first started, I didn't know where to go. And you just want someone who can coach you and connect you to the right people that you need. So that's one thing that I recently started. I'm actually coming out with my second book. It's a workbook, and it piggybacks off of Memoirs of an Overcomer. It's the workbook to it. So you're not just hearing my story. This is the opportunity for you to take what you went through and to, like I said earlier, to do the work. So with different exercises in there, it'd be prayers in there, and just different things that you can use as tools to go forward. So those are the two things that I'm working on now. I have a few other things down the pike, but those are the most recent.
Yes, I can see Memoirs of an Overcomer. For my listeners out there, please tune in or pass the word around, because we need this, because this is the time of a year or season. I was unemployed, well, laid off in January. We both were laid off, and I met a lot of people that have been laid off, a lot of things we're going through. So, yes, I see a workbook, and I also see this spreading throughout the churches to help women become overcomers, not just surviving, because a lot of us, like you said, are surviving, but we need to move forward in life. Wow. Minister Ellis, I'm so glad that you have come here tonight. I'm looking forward to working with you in other situations and other things. Now tell everybody where they can get your book from.
Sure, you can get Memoirs of an Overcomer on Amazon.com. You can also get it on my Facebook page by clicking on the actual picture. If you scroll down, it'll connect you to Amazon. And like I said, I'm on Facebook, Shawnea.Ellis. You can go to my author website at www.shawneaellis.com. Follow me on Twitter at We Are Overcomers. And if you want to talk with me or have me for any speaking engagements or conferences, you can go to Faith a Believer at faithinorder@yahoo.com, my wonderful publicist, and she will connect you.
Yes, we have to give Faith a Believer a shout out, because she is awesome. She's the minister of all us authors. You know, I guess you can say her wings spread out far and wide, and we're always underneath her, and we also want to thank her for her love and care and always for her help. So that is so good. And your book, Memoirs of an Overcomer, is going to do the same. I see it's going to be like a number one, because there's a lot of women out there that are just hiding in their little closet, they're underneath their rug, and you need to get this book, Memoirs of an Overcomer. So we got about 90 seconds. Can you give me at least one point before we go?
Yes, before we go, like I said earlier, don't just survive, be an overcomer. Don't stay stuck in your past, go forward. I also want everybody to just realize that there is something that God has called you to do. You have purpose. There is ministry in you. Everything that you go through is working for your good. I know life gets really, really tough sometimes, and you get overwhelmed by certain situations, but just know that God is the answer. Talk to him. Have a real honest conversation with him. He honors that. He will bring you out, and like I said, he is the answer to everything. God bless you. Thank you so much, Renee, for having me on your show, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
And thank you, Minister Ellis. You have been a blessing. Thank you. And for everybody out there, stop surviving, become an overcomer, become a conqueror, overthrow things, because you can do it. Thank you, Minister Ellis. You take care and have a good one.
You too. You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.